Thich Nhat Hanh, and this is called The Story of a River. Born on the top of a mountain, a little spring dances her way downhill. The stream of the water sings as she travels. I want to go fast, running, rushing. It's the only way that I can get to the sea, maybe even by flying. She wants to arrive. Arrive where? Arrive at the ocean? She has heard of the deep, blue, beautiful ocean. To become one with the ocean, that's all that she wanted. Coming down the plains, she grows into a young river. Winding her way through the beautiful meadows, she has to slow down. Why can't I run the way I did when I was a creek? I want to reach the deep blue ocean. If I continue this slowly, how will I ever arrive there at all? As a creek, she wasn't happy with what she was. She only wanted to grow into a river. But as a river, she doesn't feel happy either. She cannot bear to slow down. Then, as she does slow down, the young river begins to notice the beautiful clouds reflecting in her water. They're different colors and shapes floating in the sky, and as they seem to be free to go anywhere they want, wanting to be like a cloud is something that fills her being. She begins to chase the clouds, one after another. I'm not happy as a river. I want to be like you, the clouds. Life is really not worth living. But the clouds do not stay in one place very long. They reflect themselves in my water, she says, but then they leave. No cloud seems to be faithful. Every cloud I know has left me. No cloud has ever brought me satisfaction or happiness for very long. I can't stand their betrayal. The excitement of chasing after the clouds is not worth the suffering of abandonment. One afternoon, a strong wind carried all the clouds away. The sky became desperately empty. There were no more clouds to chase after. Life became empty for the river. And she was so lonely, she didn't want to live anymore. She listened to her own cries and the lapping of her water against the shore. This was the first time she had ever listened to herself very deeply. And in doing so, she discovered something rather important. Her water was made of clouds. And she began chasing after the clouds, not knowing that the clouds and she and the clouds were of one nature. The river realized that the object of her search was within herself. She no longer felt that she needed to run after something outside of herself. She was already what she wanted to become. The peace she experienced was truly gratifying and brought her deep rest. When the river woke up the next morning, she discovered something new and wonderful reflected in her water, the blue sky. How deep it is and how calm. The sky is immense, stable, welcoming, and utterly free. It seemed impossible to believe that this was the very first time the river had ever reflected on the sky that was reflecting in her water. But that is true. Besides, in the past, she was interested only in clouds, and she never paid any attention to the sky. That afternoon, the wind ceased to blow. The clouds came back, one by one. The river had become wise. She was able to welcome each cloud with a smile. The clouds of many colors and shapes seemed to be the same. But then again, they were no longer the same for the river. She did not feel that she needed to possess or chase after any particular cloud. She smiled at each one with equanimity and loving kindness, and she enjoyed their reflections in her water. But then they drifted away, and the river didn't feel deserted. She waved goodbye to them. "Have a nice journey," she said. She no longer felt bound to the clouds. The day was a happy one. That night, when the river calmly opened up her heart to the sky, she received the most wonderful image reflected in the water. The beautiful blue moon. A moon so bright and so inviting. All space seemed to be there for the enjoyment of the moon, and she looked utterly free. The river reflected the moon in her water and enjoyed the same freedom and happiness. What a wonderful festive night for everyone. Sky, clouds, moon, stars, and water. In boundless peace, they all enjoyed walking in meditation together. They walked with no need to arrive anywhere. They could just be happy in the present moment. The river did not need to arrive at the ocean to become water. She knew she was water by her nature, and at the same time, a cloud, the moon, the sky, the stars, and the snow. Why should she run away from herself? The river does flow, but she does not need to rush.